It's 6 minutes before 5 o'clock. We're in conversation next with Helgard Cronier, who's the Deputy General Secretary for Public Sector at Solidarity. So a victory for Denel workers. They are breathing a sigh of relief as the company has managed to pay them after months of not being paid. The first payments were made last week, Friday, and the second payments were fully paid by the end of the week. Solidarity represented about 2,000 of the workers. Helgard, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. Quite a relief, I guess, and this has been an ongoing battle in and out of courts.
Yes, good afternoon, Aldrin. It's a huge relief. I mean, this fight has been ongoing since mid-2020, when Denel for the first time failed to pay salaries and third-party payments. So this crisis has been ongoing for 2 years, and our members have suffered a lot, you know, so it's a very big relief.
Mm-hmm. So all of it backdated, but does it include an interest at all?
At this stage, interest has not been paid, only the outstanding salaries. I think the interest and so forth might be the next phase of a discussion with Denel. But I think for us, first and foremost, the most important thing was to just get the outstanding monies to the employees to stop the suffering, you know, because a lot of them have lost a lot. And one needs to stop the bleeding at some point, you know, so first priority is we're definitely to just get the outstanding money to the employees as quickly as possible.
Well, we've tried to get a hold of Denel, but unfortunately they're not available to speak about these developments. But I want to know then from Solidarity side, have you heard from your members or from the company itself whether its balance sheet is in a good space for it to continue to pay salaries now on the date that it is supposed to pay those salaries?
Look, I think the money, that the capital that they got from the Denel Medical Benefit Trust surplus funds, which basically funded the payment of these outstanding salaries, is to such an extent that it allows them now to start up and continue with some of the projects that basically stopped over the last 2 years, and that will enable them to generate their own cash money again and sort of get to a certain level of operation where they can afford to pay salaries. The informal discussions we've had just now is that they will be able to pay salaries on a monthly basis at least until the end of the year.
Thank you so much for your time. Helgard Cronier, the Deputy General Secretary of the Public Sector at Solidarity. So a sigh of relief. Actually, one of the people that we spoke to, I think last year, who had also shared with us the experience of not being paid and how certain family members and friends were not answering their calls anymore because they knew that this was somebody who has a job but doesn't get a salary, were not answering her calls anymore, and the impact that that has had on her mental health. She texted me early on today to say that, hey, listen, there has been some movement, and good movement in that the salaries have now been paid, and I guess a sigh of relief for Denel workers, including their families as well. But unfortunately, some have already lost some of their assets. 061 410 4107.